Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place Ministries and Using My Keys broadcast. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful for another opportunity to come before our listening audience to share with you some power on tonight. We are so grateful and thankful to have with us the founders of BigSis.com. And somebody might say, well, what is BigSis.com? I'm so glad you asked, because I have with us tonight Olin and her daughter Joy, who are the strength behind BigSis.com. These two phenomenal women are no strangers to the community and giving and serving. They've contributed much of their lives and resources to the well-being of others. And because of the state of affairs now that women are facing violence in one or more ways, be it physical, sexual, psychological, BigSis.com has been birthed by these women so that as women go about, they will know without a shadow of a doubt that they are never alone. I am excited. Olin and Joy, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much for having us. I'm Olin Warfield, and sitting beside me is my daughter and partner and co-founder, of BigSis.com. I'm going to let Joy tell you all about it to start out.
Well, again, Valerie, thank you for having us. Basically, BigSis.com is designed to be a cyber confidant for women. In my early 20s, I lived in Northern Virginia. I lived there alone. And I was very close with my mother. We often communicated. I'd share my day-to-day events with her when I was going out or, you know, any major events. But one day it dawned on me something that I did not do is share the smaller things with her, what we like to refer to as the just, you know, things like, you know, just going to the store, just going on a date, just going jogging. And as women, we have so much of that that occurs in our day-to-day lives. And it dawned on me, if something were to happen to me during one of these just, while I'm just running an errand, who would know where I am? How would they know what I was doing? And that idea stuck with me actually for a few years. We didn't move on it, though, because, you know, we kind of talk ourselves out of moving the bigger boulders in our lives. But
yes,
as time went on, and nowadays with all of the danger that lurks, we thought it would be a good idea to design a tool that could assist law enforcement and leave a trail for law enforcement when it comes to violence against women and crimes against women. So we developed BigSis.com.
This can pertain to college students, young women working and traveling, older women like me. For instance, myself, I refer to myself as a twilighter. You know, grandmas, great grandmas,
yes,
sisters, widows, that's us. But you've noticed that you see more of us out in the mainstream now, more of us than ever. And like myself, half the time, Joy and even her husband, they don't know the last stop I've made. I'm somewhat independent, and when I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go. But with BigSis.com, which we will be launching very, very soon, I'm going to listen. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to use it. I'm going to let it help me, and I'm going to receive the benefit.
And basically,
I think that's awesome.
Oh, thank you. And basically, Valerie, what BigSis does is it leaves a trail for law enforcement. How it works is you go online to the website and you become a member. And when you do that, you complete a very detailed profile. And this profile is a little unique because not only does it ask the basic questions of, you know, how tall are you, what color are your eyes, that overall physical description, but it also asks questions such as, Well, do you change your appearance when you go on dates? You know how women, we like to wear our wigs, we like to have our weave, maybe the eye contacts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it asks you questions such as that. So you're going to list that in your profile. We ask if you have hobbies, if you play sports, places that you frequent, names and addresses of your circle of friends, basic information.
And if you drink, what do you drink? If you smoke, what kind of cigarettes do you smoke? Things that if a crisis arises, there will be some type of identification, you know, information for law enforcement.
Mm-hmm. And once you complete this profile, I like to say this is when the fun begins, but you begin creating activity journals. And it's very convenient. You can create an audio journal. You can text a journal. You can create a video journal, whatever's easiest, because we want it to be a tool that's convenient for everyone. So what you do, let's say if you were doing the online dating thing, because we know how popular that is, I go on to Big Sis, into my account, and I give it the details. Okay, I have a date. His name is Michael Jones. This is his address. You know, this is what he drives. We have reservations at Tobacco Company for 9 o'clock. If I'm a jogger, I can create a reoccurring journal so that it creates daily for whatever time I ask it to. And what I would do is I would tell Big Sis where I jog, because I may have girlfriends that know I run. You know, my family would know that. My closest friends would know that. But if law enforcement were to knock on your door, would you be able to tell them where your best friend jogs, what routes they take? So that's information that you would share with Big Sis.
Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, so, you know, in telling people about Big Sis, you know, people, you know, women, they tell me, well, I leave a note. Whenever I go out, I leave a note for family and friends to let them know exactly where I'm going and who I'm going with. Well, that takes care of when you're leaving home or when you first go out on that date. But sometimes things change after you are on the date. And with BigSis.com, you can enter information at any point during the time that you're out. And this is a very handy tool.
Mm-hmm. So let's say you've created these activity journals. And, again, you can make the changes as needed. You're on a date. Maybe he asks that you go over to his place, because eventually that tends to happen, and you're interested in going. Pull out that cell phone. Do a quick update. Okay, sure, I'd love to go. What's your address? Because that's going to serve two purposes. First, is going to keep creating that trail for law enforcement. But second, if this gentleman or whomever doesn't have the best of intentions, he's going to think twice, because you've just documented where you're going, who you're with. So he's going to think, you know what, maybe this is not an easy victim. Let me move on to the next.
Mm-hmm.
So it works as an excellent deterrent also. But
I'm sorry, what were you
going to say? No, that's fine. And not only that, but when he sees the member pull out that phone and start texting, or however she does it, he's going to ask her, what are you doing? And when she tells him, that's another thing that will serve as a deterrent.
So let's say we have a crisis that should arise involving a Big Sis member. We are contacted by law enforcement, and when you become a member, you do receive identifying items to say that you are a member of BigSis.com, and that's let law enforcement know that you have created a trail for an emergency. But once you're considered missing or we're notified by law enforcement, we in turn send law enforcement a link that gives them direct access to your activity journal. So ideally what we want to do is provide law enforcement with the who's, what's, where's, and when's, sometimes even why, in an expedient manner. So they have this link, they can open up your journals, and they have all of that information right there.
And the only way that even law enforcement, now this information cannot be obtained by parents, by friends, or anyone else. And the only way law enforcement can get this information is through either a court order or a subpoena. That way we can't be duped by anyone saying, you know, I'm law enforcement, or, you know how people can do nowadays.
Yes, mm-hmm. We're a very Christian society. Mm-hmm. So once we get that information, that link is sent to law enforcement, and they have access to that member's profile and all of the journals that have been created.
Exactly. Exactly. And these journals do stay on file for a while because you know how in some instances, you know, you and your other half, you know, you may have differences, fusses, or we'll even say you may be fighting, you know, but you don't tell right then. You know, you don't contact law enforcement or anyone else right then. But this will stay on file because 9 times out of 10, if it happens once, it will happen again. You know, so it will be available. And again, there's that trail, just in case, you know, you're not believed to go to law enforcement. You will have, you know, documentation of what has been happening.
Wow. That's, you know, I'm just sitting here thinking to myself how convenient this is going to be. And like I shared with you all before we went on air, I was talking to a few of my coworkers about this concept and how, as you stated, there's so many opportunities that present themselves that seem trivial to us because we very easily get up and go to the store. And once we get to the store, we don't see what we want, or we run into somebody and we have a conversation and we get sidetracked and something occurs.
Exactly.
It just
happens.
And you know, I've done it. I have 3 daughters, and, you know, it's been a challenge with them growing up and having friends and dating and all these things. And I was not able to sleep until my daughters were home. But I think I would be able to, as a parent, be able to rest better with my daughters if I knew they had BigSis.com. So mm-hmm. although they're not sharing with me where they are, or they might say, hey, Mom, I'm going out with my girlfriends. Well, we always know when they say they're going out with their girlfriends, it means I'm going out with some girls, but I'm going to meet a guy. If they're not going to tell me, if they're telling Big Sis, I would be comforted.
Yes. Exactly.
I would be comforted with that.
Oh, yes. And on our Facebook page, we have a post, and I just use it as an example for, like, our college students when they're first going off to college, because that's the time where they're going to be faced with more choices than what they're accustomed to, you know, more just, as we refer to it, than they've probably ever dealt with before. And one thing we say on this post is, you know, she'll tell you about the college professor. Will she tell you about the football player? She'll tell you about the dorm, but will she tell you about the party on at the dorm? You know, and it just kind of goes on giving some very basic examples. And it's not to say or to question any relationship between mothers and daughters or family members or friends. But the reality is, you know, as we grow, we become independent, and that's what you want your daughters to do. But as we do that, we also shed a little, and sometimes that also includes the communication. You know, we kind of step back because we do our own things. And that's pretty much, you know, something that I went through when I moved to Northern Virginia. Again, Alan and I are extremely close. But I just had those moments when I thought, you know what? I just want to go see this play. You know, I'm gone. I'm not calling anybody. I just want to do me, so to speak.
She went on a cruise. Mm-hmm. You can imagine what we went through.
So, yeah, I could have used Big Sis.
And again,
absolutely.
And on these college campuses, everyone knows what's going on with the, you know, violence against these young women. You know, I think we think they could really use Big Sis there, you know, not only for these young women, but to keep these young men from making mistakes that are generally caused by poor judgment and being drunk. You know, maybe we can just stop some of the violence going on there. If these young girls are using Big Sis, and if the word gets out that Big Sis is you know, I think that it would serve as a monument to tell it.
Absolutely. And even as we're sharing, I think about all of the attention that sex trafficking is getting now and how young
yes.
girls are being abducted and, you know, sold into sex yes. slaves. And, you know, if they have an opportunity, because generally, even starting as young as fifth grade or fourth grade, you find these young people with cell phones, and they're not just a flip phone, they're a smartphone, which would give them access and availability to go mm-hmm. to BigSis.com and let somebody know, hey, somebody's at my bus stop every day, and no, they don't have any kids, and they're just watching, and I think they're sort of weird. And, you know, those types of things make a tremendous difference. So tell me, you talk about your relationship with law enforcement. How easy or difficult was it to get that support?
We're still working on it. We're still working on
okay.
it, and that's why. Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, we're still working on it, and I think that's going to be an ongoing thing because realistically, we don't expect law enforcement to know us, obviously, right off the bat. So when members, mm-hmm. when you first become a member, like I said, you receive those identifying items, but we also say, tell your friends you're a member of Big Sis. Tell your family members that you're a member of Big Sis. Because, again, it's going to be quite some time before, you know, an officer or a detective in Richmond and a detective in Henrico or in another state says, oh, yeah, just check with Big Sis. That's not realistic of us to think just yet. So that's why we say we rely on members to get the word out also, and then that is something that we will push continuously as Big Sis develops.
Exactly. And we have had meetings with law enforcement, and we intend to keep having meetings with law enforcement, and we have been told that if we're out there, they will use it.
Yeah.
So we just that's going to be something continuous that we'll be doing.
Yeah, and it's a tool developed for law enforcement at no expense to them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're eager to use it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, my husband is a 30-year retiree from law enforcement, but he continues to be a crime prevention advocate. So, you know, I'm definitely plugging him. Honey, when you go out and you're talking to people, tell them to go to BigSis.com. Go to BigSis.com. Because you never know who you're talking to. Because sometimes it's a matter of just getting in the right ear.
Exactly.
And getting on the right platform to really make people aware of how much this is going to impact and aid so many people. I like the fact
exactly.
that it says you're never alone. And that's a comfort to parents and a comfort to an individual. It, you know, think about that time when you're coming home on a long trip and your car breaks down.
Exactly.
You know, you have to trust that when somebody pulls up and they've got a blue light, that it really is a cop and not somebody who just has a blue light and, you know, what's going to happen next. But if you go to BigSis.com and you log in, hey, I'm on Route 295. I just broke down. There are no cars out here. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, a car just pulled up and the tags are, you can log it. And it's going to benefit. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Thank you. And we kind of look at it as, you know, the way you look at your insurance, you know, it's something that you have and you hope that you never have to use. But when that crisis occurs, when you have that car accident or that flood in your home, what is the first thing you do? You pick up that phone and you contact GEICO or whomever it is that you have your account. You know, it gives you that sense of security, and that's what we would like to pass on to the Big Sis members. You know, hopefully you won't have to use it. Hopefully you'll be able to create thousands of activity journals over the years, and that's all it will be. But have the security of knowing that if you do need it it's going to be there for you if that crisis does occur. And I hate to use this as an example, but being realistic, let's say you do get snatched up. Someone has you somewhere that you do not want to be. What about just the mental, just having that mental state of mind that, you know what, I left a trail. Someone is going to find me because I said where I was. I told Big Sis what I was doing. I gave Big Sis time, dates, specifics. Just having that while you're wherever it is you don't want to be hopefully will offer some kind of peace of mind as you go through this crisis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And we tell
women,
go ahead, please. You started.
No,
said
I was just stating. No, when you, Joy, I think you had said that it's going to be live soon. What are you anticipating a true startup date for the application?
Oh, Valerie, we are so excited. By the end of the month, the end of July, and today is the 23rd. So we are speaking any day now.
Awesome. That is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
We are very excited.
And we have some wonderful developers who are developing the site for us, Key Web Concepts. They have been, I guess that was a plug, I'm sorry, but they have just been
fun.
So wonderful. Oh, yeah, and it's because it's a unique site, they've come up with some wonderful ideas. The layout is just so user-friendly and inviting. We're extremely excited about it. It's taken some time to get to this point, but it was so well worth it. And I just hope others are as excited, you know, when you pull it up on your cell phone or you pull it up on your iPad, because, again, we put a lot into making it something that is inviting that you want to use. Everybody, you know, you spend 10, 15 minutes putting a post on Facebook or a recipe on Facebook. Why not spend 30 seconds or 2 minutes, you know, posting something to Big Sis, something that could actually possibly one day help in saving your life or help you in times of crisis?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We're also thinking about lady truckers, cab drivers,
yes.
And, again, women nurses that, you know, pull late hours. Yes. It can be beneficial to so many people. Mm-hmm. Yes,
wow.
And so many different ages also.
There's so many things running through my head. The age you in this, because I just think it's awesome. I was sharing with one of my minister friends, I think yesterday, and we were talking about doing a gathering in the coming months. And so I think that when I gather with women, and even when we have our Bible studies and our prayer, that a prereq is that you go to BigSis.com and every woman get registered. Every woman's got to go to BigSis.com and register. Here's the thing. I need you to go to BigSis.com, and I need you to register. And not just for me, but for you and for your family. We tell everybody at Empowerment Place that, you know, me, I was victimized early. I was molested as an early child. I was raped as a preteen, and I've gone through several abuses to get to where I am now. And, you know, if I think back, and it was like, wow, if I really had someone that I could talk to, someone that was a confidant, that was not going to judge me and say that it was my fault and I was in the wrong place and all these other things, you know, had that been in place, you know, I may not have gone through all the unnecessary trauma that followed the things that I went through. This is a phenomenal tool. This is a phenomenal tool. I'm so excited for you ladies.
Thank you. We are too.
Yes.
And speaking on that topic, you know, something that we discussed when it comes to women in abusive relationships. Like you said, you know, sometimes or my mom has mentioned on several occasions, you're not always ready to speak out. you know, you're just not, for whatever reasons, you're not ready to share that information, be it you're afraid of being judged or just the fear of another beating coming your way. So with BigSis.com, and because we do refer to it as a cyber confidant, we think, you know, create those activity journals. Share it with BigSis. You know, let it be therapeutic for you. But then from the technical aspect, also take those selfies, you know, and I hate to refer to this, but take pictures of those bruises, of the black eyes, whatever's happening, because, again, you want to document, document, document. How often do we hear that at work, you know, document, document, document? You have that trail. You have that history. So, no, you don't have to, when you do decide to share this information with law enforcement, you know what? No, you don't have to remember every single date because you've recorded every date that this has occurred. You've taken those pictures and find strength in that. So in a way, it's almost, again, pushing on that message, you're not alone. You're not alone, you know. Let Big Sis carry a little bit of that weight for you.
Exactly. You know, there was an incident in my lifetime, not only one that I know of, but one that was very close to me. It was a family member. You know, she was very young, and she was what we called, she was a good girl. Then all of a sudden, her mom got married, and she started changing. You know, she just did like a 360-degree change. And it happened all, say, within a matter of a year. And then before we knew what was going on, she had ran away from home. And then there were problems with her. She'd come back home and she'd leave, and she ended up on the street. Now, it was years and years later that we found out that she was being molested by her stepdad. And that was the reason for what she was doing. You know, she didn't have any outlet, and she didn't feel evidently that she could tell anyone. We'll never know if she, you know, how hard she tried to discuss it. But she didn't have anything to fall back on. You know, had she been able to, you know, record some of the events, you know, it might have made a big change in her life. You know, and since then, you know, we, or at least I, have known women who have gone out on the street for different reasons, but I'm here to say that it is not always their fault. You know, things just happen during a lifetime, just like with you, and lucky you were able to get yourself back into the mainstream and, you know, and into happiness and being satisfied with your life. But some women aren't as strong as you, and it's a shame that they have to be in order, you know, to lead a life that, you know, they should be able to lead.
Yeah. I think, Joy, you may have wrote in your bio, women have the right to live free of violence. And we do, you know, not just women, but all of us. And sometimes because of whatever reason, you know, not thinking that you're worth that type of liberty in your life, you just stay subject to it. But I am so grateful. I am so grateful, ladies, for the thought that you got years ago, Joy, and then for it to now come to a place of manifestation where it's going to be an asset to so many lives. I'm excited. I'm excited. Like, when we get off the line, I'm going on my Facebook and I'm challenging all my lady friends to go sign up, BigSis.com.
Thank you. And please, Valerie, if you would, we just ask, or, you know, to anyone that's listening and interested, again, the site will be active. We just have a few days ahead of us. So whatever you're thinking or you're feeling right now as you listen to this, please don't lose that fire or that zest, because it's just a couple of days and it'll be here, because I know we're such a right-now society, you know, that so when you go to the website, we just have a landing page saying that we are coming, you know, in the month of July. So please just don't lose that fire. It's only a matter of days, and it will be so well worth it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And please ask everyone you can, please like us so the word will spread. We need for the word to spread because we can all help each other. You know,
absolutely.
We help each other. You know, if we're unable to save one person, if we take that perp off of the street, we will have saved someone else.
Yes. Well, I'm willing. Empowerment Place is willing to do your countdown with you for the launch of the site, so people can use it and make a difference. And I'll encourage. I know my daughters and those that I call mine to really spread the word, and to all the ladies that I know have youth groups and women's ministries. I'm going to aid you all by putting the word out and encouraging as many as can when the launch goes live to go and sign up for this awesome tool.
Yes, thank you. And the price is right, too.
I'm sorry. Wanted to make this affordable to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've done is there is a 30-day trial period, a free trial period. But then after that, there are two options for membership. The first is $5.99 a month, and we know we spend more than that at Starbucks in a day.
Yes.
So $5.99 a month, and that is for 10 activity journals per month. The next membership, which we consider the premium membership, is still only $9.99 a month. With that, you can create unlimited journals. And those are the two options that you would have. And, again, that first month is free because we want people to get a feel for it. You know, we want you to develop that habit of leaning on Big Sis.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So what Empowerment Place wants to do for BigSis.com is that when you know for certain that you're going live, I want to bring you ladies back on the air, and I am going to to five people their first premium month.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much, Valerie. You had us at You'll Have Us Back.
Yeah. I'll bring you back when you have your launch date. Mm-hmm. We'll have it. So, the first five that sign up for premium, I'll pay for their first month. From the Empowerment Place, because I believe in what you all are doing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That is wonderful.
Wow.
You are certainly welcome. So share with everybody how they can find you all now. And if there's somebody that is enthusiastic as well about what you're doing, and they may want to also sow into this work, What contact information do you have that you can give the listeners this evening?
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. The website is www.bigsis.com, and that's BIGGSISS. That's the website. Our email address, we can be reached at neveralone@bigsis.com. And again, that's neveralone@bigsis.com. If anyone would like to contact us via phone, the number is 866-662-7772. And we welcome questions, feedback. If you're interested in getting involved, we welcome all of it. Oh, and the phone number again, I'm sorry, 866-662-7772.
Awesome. And remember, they are on Facebook as well, BigSis.com. They have their personal pages, but, of course, they have a BigSis.com page. For all our listeners, please go on to Facebook, like their page so that they can get the exposure that's needed for this movement to be the great success that I know it's deemed to be. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me this evening. This has been phenomenal.
Oh, this is great.
We can't thank you enough, Valerie. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much.
You're
much
welcome. Now, listeners, absolutely. Listeners, I want you to stay tuned in the coming days and weeks. As she stated, everything should be going live by the end of this month. So be watching my Facebook page, Empowerment Place, or my personal page, Valerie Burrell, and, you know, check our mobile app so that you know what's coming up. These ladies will be back, and we'll just talk about it again to refresh you, to get you enthusiastic about being a member of BigSis.com. Anything you want to add, ladies, to close us out this evening?
Well, we definitely want to say thank you so very much to you and to your audience. And, of course, we welcome any help we can get, you know, because we want to get the word out and we can't do it without you. You know, that's what it's
awesome.
About. People helping people. We definitely
awesome.
Consider ourselves community servants. Always have been, and we always will be, with this and a few other things that we have to do. But business now is definitely our number one effort because we feel it is very, very important. And we know we can make
awesome.
A difference.
Amen. Awesome. Joy?
I just want to say thank you so much. Thank you to you, Valerie. Thank you to the listeners and the small group of women who have already stepped forward to help us. I won't go into names because I'm horrible with names and I'm so afraid I'll leave someone out. But you know who you are. Thank you for the faith, your time, and, again, just believing in us. And we hope to speak to everyone soon because Big Sis is on its way.
That's right.
Awesome,
thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome. Listeners, thanks for joining us this evening. You know, at Empowerment Place, we always share with you that every day we want you to do something to empower you. And once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. As we go through life, we've got to realize that we are the key to our own empowerment. We ask that you join us again on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. for another relevant kingdom teaching. Until then, know that we love you. God bless. Until next time.